Oh, my friends, so far you've got a killer chili recipe, you've got a killer tamale pie recipe. What else could we do? But hey, keeping on that Hispanic theme.
That's right.
We're going to go with a, how about this? How about a quesadilla, but not just any
smoked chicken quesadilla.
Nice.
Yep. And the smoked chicken quesadilla has some of my favorite seasonings in it, which is chili powder. And you could do Mexican chili powder. You could do regular chili powder. But it's also got onion powder and garlic powder. I call that COG, C-O-G, for the chili, the onion, and the garlic. It's also got some cumin, just a pinch, as well as some salt and pepper. And boneless chicken thighs. Now, you know, everybody likes chicken their, you know, different ways. I happen to like the dark meat when I'm doing something like this. Or burning it, which is kind of what I'm doing too. Anyway.
Burning it's golden.
It is golden. He's right. So just put some olive oil or oil on the chicken and then put the seasoning on, smoke it on the egg. And then when it comes to about 165, pull it off, let it cool, and then you can chop it or you can pull it. Okay? And
which you
can,
do you care? Do you
you know, for me, it just kind of whatever. I don't know. I do both. It kind of depends. For this one, I like chopped. Because if you're going to eat in public and you're eating pulled chicken, sometimes it's longer than, like, you'll take a bite and pull it out.
But I think that's cool. People have...
It depends on the company you keep.
Well, the company. People I run with, yeah. The more hanging out of your mouth when you're eating, the better. You know, I mean, come on. But, no, it's true. I mean, but the problem I have with the chopped is when you bite into it, the chops fall out. Mm-hmm. And they get all over your clothes. Mm-hmm. They get all over you. And that's the company I keep. We don't know how to eat. But that's okay. Either whether you chop or pull it. Now, you have some great seasonings here at the Big Green Egg
that you
could use for the chicken.
Some new seasonings.
That's right.
The what?
We have some new seasonings. One is a sweet and smoky. I think that would be really nice on this. It changes the profile of a smoked Mexican kind of thing because it does have the sweet element to it. That would be really good. Actually, all of them would. We've got an ancho coffee rub that would also be really good on it. And even the pecan. Mm-hmm. The pecan rub would be
pecan,
nice.
Yeah.
If you wanted to add a little heat to it,
yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely. Any of those would go well. You know, one of the great things about the seasonings is, you know, and also about cooking, is play with it. Play around. Taste things. See what you like. See what floats your boat. Everybody's different. And put that all on a flour tortilla. Thank you very much. Taylor's helping me. I'm trying to cook and talk, and it's not always easy because I forget either what I'm saying or what I'm cooking. But this tortilla has cheddar cheese. It has tomato, some sliced Roma tomatoes. It's also got some onion that's been sautéed in a little bit of butter and olive oil for good flavor. And then it's got the smoked chicken. And right now...
And pepper jack.
And you would put that on the plancha griddle on the Big Green Egg because it's flat. And cook it up until it's golden brown, flip it, do it again, and then slice it up and serve it up with some mango salsa. And mango salsa, it goes really well with this. And the way that I make it is I use some red mango. Make sure that your mango is nice and ripe. Dice that up.
Now, how can you, for those who are ignorant to the ways and means of a mango, how do you know?
It's a touch thing. I mean, it's a lot like choosing a melon. You know, you don't want to squeeze it because it's also kind of like kiwi. You know, you want to touch it. You want to make sure that it's not too firm. If you get it and it's firm, give it a day or two. What we did was yesterday they were a little bit too firm, and we put them in a paper bag overnight, and
there
that helped.
Go.
That helped. So
yeah, I love mango.
Yeah,
I eat mango just plain.
I like mango anyway. I like it. It's good in yogurt. It's good in a cocktail.
It is good in a cocktail.
It's good on your chicken quesadilla. It's good on everything. And in this case, we're not going to use the sweet Vidalia onion in the salsa. We're going to use red onion. But we did use a Vidalia onion in the actual quesadilla. So then we're also going to put some cilantro and some diced jalapeno to give it some heat, some fresh squeezed lime juice, and olive oil with salt and pepper. Mix all that together. Refrigerate it while you're cooking the quesadilla. And then serve it up when you slice the quesadilla on a plate, and it makes it really pretty, too.
Well, one of the things, too, people are afraid of mangoes because they aren't familiar with them and how to cut them. And I was one of those. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you take your mango and you stand it on end. You take a knife and you cut about a half inch from the center. and go right down, and you'll get close to the stone. You cut it to the stone, and then you take your two pieces and you scoop it out with a spoon, a big spoon, because it'll scoop right out, especially if it's fresh. Then you take the two ends and you cut those around the stone and scrape those off. You can, I did a box of six mangoes in about 10 minutes. I had them all peeled, all ready to go. Mm-hmm. And you can dry them. Mm-hmm. I've tried dried mangoes.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, I've got a dehydrator, a five-tier dehydrator.
What else do you dehydrate?
What's that?
Probably meat, but like, do you do other fruit as well?
I'm sorry?
Do you dehydrate? Other fruit?
Yes, I've done a lot of things. I've done cherries, but they take a long time.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so much fluid. The more liquidy they are. I actually tried to do watermelon one time.
Oh, okay.
But it took like, I was like 5 days and it was still not. I said, okay, lose the watermelon. Obviously, there's a reason. But I've done mango. I've done papaya. I've done cherries. I've done blueberries. Because it's easy to do. I set up the dehydrator in the garage and I go down and I throw a bunch of fruit on there or whatever I'm dehydrating. I let it go. I dehydrate peppers all the time, fresh peppers. And, you know, the fresh peppers take anywhere from 24 to as much as 72 hours. The belt,
really?
the Scotch bonnet peppers and the...
You like it hot, don't you?
No, I don't eat them. I do them for people.
Yeah, and you know, you
and
can
use Carolina your And the Carolina Reaper. We actually did the Carolina Reaper, and that took 3 days.
Wow.
See, I smoke mine on the Big Green Egg before I dehydrate, so they have that beautiful smoked flavor in them. And I like to dehydrate my own ingredients for rubs, onions and garlic. Once you have had fresh garlic that you've dehydrated yourself, you can't go back.
No, you're right. I mean, it's but a food dehydrator gives you a lot of options, but it's a patience thing, and you got to set it up somewhere, especially when you're dealing with peppers. You don't want to... You got to set it somewhere that's well ventilated, and it's going to take time, because even with like when I did the Carolina Reapers, oh my God! Even outside, I had it in a garage, a two-car garage, and one of the cars wasn't even in it, and I set up a table, and when I popped the garage and drove in, I got out of the car. I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So you want to have a place where you can set it up for a long period of time. And it's, I'll tell you, it just gives you so many opportunities to do things. Like you said, fresh herbs. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have your own plants, just cut them, stick them in the food dehydrator, let it go.
And it's great, too, if you've bought herbs from the grocery store and they're starting to not be as beautiful as they once were. Don't waste them. Pop them in the dehydrator.
And you can usually get them for half price or less.
Mm-hmm. And back to the peppers real quick. Please wear gloves if you are working with peppers. If you were to go to the restroom, it would be a very bad day.
You would then go to the hospital.
You would, yep.
What do you mean?
I'm not going any further.
Yes.
But proceed with caution.
But I'll tell you, you know, we were talking about earlier about taking your peppers and roasting them and getting that nice char on them. And I got to tell you, there is a... What was the name of that restaurant again?
Which one? Oh, La Pastilla. Oh, never mind.
Hacienda Vieja. It's a chain of Mexican restaurants. They do a smoked pepper salsa. It looks like deep mahogany. And it's not rough cut. It's relatively smooth and it's thick. It's a little thicker. It is so smoky. And I asked for the recipe. And they said, you just take all your peppers and burn them and use those. And it was true. They actually take it and they char it on their grill. And, oh, my God. So I'll tell you, that's another thing you can do and have a lot of fun with is smoking and charring your peppers.
Yes.
And then using that char, instead of, they tell you to put it in a bag, sweat it, let it peel right off, instead of throwing it away, take that char and incorporate it with the pepper as you emulsify it. And, man, you get some... Do I look any smaller through a straw?
No, you don't. Well,
but back to what Amanda's making. Amanda's mango salsa is one of my favorite things because you can put it with anything. We've done it with Caribbean marinated shrimp. We do it with Mexican. We do it with West African. It just has a beautiful, beautiful texture because you bite into that nice mango and it's juicy and you have the crunch from the onion. And if you want to even do something else, you can cut up some avocado and put that in there for a nice creaminess as well.
Today it's got a kick.
Well,
but I'm bumped.
Yes, it does, but are you going to start dancing again?
I could.
Oh, I don't think we need to do that. But that mango sauce, another thing, too, is it's got that nice cool and fresh. It's kind of that cool and sweet and spicy going together with the hot quesadilla. And it just it's a perfect, perfect blend. In fact, that stuff's so good, you could just take a big spoonful of it and eat it. It's really amazing. Well, my friends... I hope you're enjoying this show, and we hope that, we have wings coming up.
With beer cheese.
Yes, with beer cheese. Ooh. And I'm telling you, my friends, it just doesn't get any better. And something else, I've got a little trivia for you.
Oh, about the big game.
Yeah, all about the big game.
Okay, hit us.
All right, what player holds the record for the most career fumbles in a Super Bowl? And I'll give you a clue. Their emblem is a blue star with a silver helmet, and he was a very famous quarterback. No. No. Got to go back before that.
Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach.
Good for you.
Wow.
Right on.
Five.
Said Daryl.
Fumbles. We need to do a big reenactment
tonight. In one Super Bowl. That was. Let's see here. Yeah. In January of 2000, which St. Louis Rams quarterback became the first player to throw for over 400 yards in a single Super Bowl game?
Did you try it?
That's exactly right. Kurt Warner threw for 414 yards, two TDs, and a 23-16 win over? North of Georgia. One state up. Tennessee Titans. Yeah, and guess where it was played?
Here?
The Georgia Dome.
Really?
Yes. And these individuals appeared in Super Bowls as a player, an assistant coach, and then a head coach. There are three of them. Who are they? Once again, three individuals appeared in Super Bowls as a player, as an assistant coach, and then a head coach. Who are they?
John Elway?
No. Ditka? Yes.
Good job, Karen.
Ditka was one.
Parcells?
No. Think Pittsburgh Steelers.
Cut.
Or how about, I'll give you another clue for another. How about think of Denver Broncos? No.
Where's Golden when we
he
need
was
him?
A player and an assistant coach and a head coach. Dan Reeves.
Wow.
There we go. And the third one?
Yeah.
Third one, Tony Dungy. How about that, huh?
Let's hear from the lady on Claremont.
Our Woo-hoo! Tamale pie is coming in.
Oh, how's it look?
Beautiful.
Where'd he go?
Beautiful. It's on the short.
Ho, ho, ho! People, you're going to wish this was television and not radio.
Yes, but we will give you the pictures, and you can find those pictures on Facebook at chefofthefatman.com. Well, I mean, Facebook is just Chef of the Fat Man. Or you go to our website, chefofthefatman.com. But please, 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 be patient with us. The chefofthefatman.com is in major transition. We're working on that as we speak. It'll take a few weeks, but we'll get there. And I'll finish up with this quick trivia question. What player... And nobody will know this. If you know this, you need to get a life. What player has played in the most Super Bowls? Six Super Bowls. And if you get this one.
Montana or Brady?
No.
It's not Brady?
Mike Lodish. Four with the Buffalo and two with Denver.
He's a Notre Dame grad, I
believe. I think he is, yeah. Yep. That's what makes him far superior to the average human being. Anyway, when we come back, my friends, we're wrapping it up for our big party, and we're going to finish it up strong
with beer cheese.
There we go.